Rivian just approved Hunter's Ultimate ADAS system for their full lineup. That's a real approval from a real OEM for a real piece of equipment. And that matters more than most shops realize right now. Here's the thing. A lot of shops are still treating EV calibrations like they're optional line items. Mitchell's Q1 data is showing the claim mix is shifting. More EVs, different damage patterns, repair sequences nobody trained on, and the shops that aren't set up for it yet are going to feel that gap fast. The part the trade press is glossing over is this. OEM approvals like the Hunter one aren't just a marketing win for Hunter. They're a signal. Rivian is telling you exactly what they expect on their vehicles. When you use something that isn't approved and the calibration fails or the claim gets kicked, you don't have a leg to stand on. That's not a hypothetical. That's a Monday morning problem. And EVs aren't forgiving on this. The sensor integration, the ride height sensitivity, the way a battery replacement or structural repair can shift geometry in ways a gas car just doesn't. These aren't edge cases anymore. They're becoming routine. So if you've got a Hunter system sitting in your shop, get it updated and confirmed against that Rivian approval. If you don't have an approved process for Rivian yet, figure it out before one shows up on your Lyft. The OEMs are doing your liability management for you. The only question is whether you're paying attention.